While Jensen's lawyers made the appeal, the State Department of Justice, which is prosecuting Jensen, also asked the appeals court to answer a key question raised by the case. At issue is a provision of Wisconsin's new ethics law that lets elected officials charged with crimes be tried in their home counties instead of where the crimes occurred. The Justice Department writes in a brief to the appeals court that the provision is, quote, novel to Wisconsin law and may very well be novel to American jurisprudence. The department goes on to say the issue is of statewide importance and will remain so until Wisconsin's appellate courts definitively resolve it. Jensen argues the new law applies to him and that his felony retrial for allegedly running political campaigns with state resources should be held in Waukesha County. That could potentially benefit him because it would not only delay the case further, but it would also move the trial before a friendlier audience. Dayton County Circuit Judge David Flanagan objected to Jensen's argument, noting that the former speaker was charged with his crimes more than 5 years before this new ethics law was even on the books. But Jensen's attorneys argue in their appeal that not moving Jensen's trial to his home county would deprive Jensen of his basic rights and be an enormous waste of state resources. A jury found Jensen guilty of three felonies in 2006, but an appeals court ordered a retrial late last year on the grounds that jurors were given faulty instructions. Jensen is one of several state lawmakers charged in a sweeping political corruption probe at the Capitol, but he's the only one to fight his case at trial. The others reached plea deals. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.